dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of Avery and the home of the brave?
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
One man's vision had come true. Plays with sick kids around the world, and now he's home to my little girl. She was only 5 years old, big blue eyes and lots of gold. Overnight her life had changed, and now she'll never be the same. Two words we know most of all, and that's love. Yay, and it's hope. Laughter fills these empty old face-filled walls. Things come to life when you walk down those distant halls. Red wagons roll around, parents' tears fall on the ground. Thank you. Next door, it's finally time. Some confetti and that sign. His vision here we see. One child leads cancer free. Walls. Pains come to life when you walk down those distant halls. Red wagons roll around, parents' tears fall on the ground. As if to say, hey, hey, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. Of course, we want to recognize difference makers through the show, and they share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. One particular individual who wrote a special song for St. Jude called Thank You, St. Jude, and I heard that on Instagram, and it was Justin Perry. Justin wrote this song because his daughter had her own personal experience with St. Jude, and as a family, they experienced St. Jude together, and Justin decided that he wanted to write a song to thank St. Jude. And I wanted Justin to come on the program and talk about their experience, talk about London, and share about this special song that he wrote. As the show began, you heard the song, Thank You, St. Jude. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Justin Perry.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, my friend. I've followed London on Instagram for a little while now. I heard the song and I liked it. I appreciate the sentiment behind it because you as a parent have experienced St. Jude along with London. And I wanted you to be able to share some of that experience today and share London's story.
London was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at 3. That was in 2015. We thought that was a heartbreaker, that you went from living a normal life to all of a sudden shots and checking blood sugars every time she ate. But man, little did we know in 2018 that our lives would really be turned upside down when Lonnie was diagnosed in February of 2018 with a stage 4 neuroblastoma, high-risk cancer. Man, just going through her journey of all the chemo that she did and just a lot that she had to endure as walking down the halls of St. Jude, just seeing all the other parents, man, just in tears and tears of joy. Don't get me wrong, there was a lot of tears of joy as a lot of kids left cancer-free, and there was also those sorrowful tears that some had passed away. Through Lonnie's journey, man, she was so strong. 6 cycles of chemo and then 13 cycles of radiation, 47 or 48 days and a bone marrow transplant, and then 6 more maintenance chemo cycles. And I mean, at a 5-year-old and 6-year-old and then 7, she just endured a lot, 2 years. Now at 8-year-old, you know, she still has an active tumor behind her eye, and we go for checkups at St. Jude, and we just kind of keep an eye on it. But it's just her faith and her a lot of her faith in God and just her strength and hope. She's endured and she's been able to pull through and come out of this as a parent through St. Jude. You know, I experienced all these things and experienced the family next door to us, how they were getting to go home cancer-free, and we were getting the news that Lonnie wasn't cancer-free, but we were still getting to go home. So it was kind of a bittersweet kind of feeling in my heart and in my, but so as I got this song up, man, I just started thinking, you know, it was Danny Thomas's vision in 1962 that no child should die in the dawn of life. That's his famous quote and is a famous saying that his mission is to see that no kid dies with cancer. This is just a small part, you know, that I wanted to do to kind of help contribute to be with Danny Thomas's vision that no child, like even my daughter, would not die of cancer. So as the song said, that laughter fills these empty but face-filled walls. As you walk down these tear-stained halls, parents' tears fall on the ground. It talks about the red wagons. St. Jude is known for its red wagons and how just $100 from support into St. Jude, a donation, will buy a red wagon. So when these kids are woken up from surgeries and chemos, that they can lay in these wagons and roll around in these wagons and not have to use all their strength to walk from halls to halls. And it was just a song that, man, that when I sat down and finished at the end of it, my goal is to say thank you for everything that St. Jude has done for our family and families to come. That's the main thing, is just to say thank you. And we can't say it enough, watching families that we've gotten close to, you know, their kids have passed on, and a lot of them that have survived and are doing awesome. You know, it's from all aspects of life that we're saying thank you. It's pretty awesome to see, you know, with times that are going on in the world today, that just there in St. Jude, it's like a unity and a bond. I always use the word hope, man, that St. Jude is the place of hope. Webster's Dictionary, when you look up the word hope, you know, out beside it, it should say St. Jude, because that's, man, that's what it is. And so that's just kind of an inspiration that my daughter has inspired me to write this song for other families, so that way when they're feeling down and they're walking through these tear-stained halls and they don't feel like they can go on anymore, you know, there's a hope and there's a love through St. Jude. My message is to, if any family is just going through this ordeal of cancer with a child, or even not even with a child, man, cancer is so big in the United States right now. I lost my mother in 2016 due to cancer. But man, wow, just a thing to say thank you, you know, to any hospitals, to any cancer organizations. What they do is tremendous. My hat's off to them big time for everything they've done. I hope maybe this just inspires somebody and helps them today and just gives them that little ray of hope, and that this can be kind of their anthem to push forward and push on to any hospital they're at, not just St. Jude, but just to say thank you. Man, Mark, I appreciate it so much having me today.
Well, Justin, I can tell that London's experience has changed you as a person.
Yes,
these are moments that happen to us in life that are real crossroads in our lives where we make a decision to either run with our experience and find the hope in it like you've done, or we get down and out and we feel that we're hopeless. And I understand that it's a roller coaster ride for parents. I've talked to many of these families at Children's and St. Jude and hospitals across the country where their children were in hospital beds and they were anxiously waiting for a doctor to give them the news about their child. I realize the roller coaster that you go through, but I understand also that there's a Justin Perry that was prior to London's experience and there's a Justin Perry now. I've talked to many songwriters and singers on the show. Many of those songs that are written come from some type of experience in their life, something that overtook them, and it was a real life-changing moment for them, and that's where the songs come from. And I understand that this is the very first song that you've actually written and composed. This is your very first song, isn't it, Justin?
Yes. You know, I've meddled around. I've been playing music all of my life, and I'm 35 years old, and I've never really just sat down and took time to actually, but you know, it's like most great songwriters. I live actually in the town of one of the greatest songwriters that I feel of all time, and that's Mac McAnally. He's from my hometown, and you know, a lot of his songs that he write are from, you know, things here in Belmont where we live. And you know, that was just it was a passion and a driven moment that I wanted to sit down and finish this song for my little girl and for all the other kids at St. Jude and Children's and anywhere else, because we were in Children's Hospital at Birmingham with the diabetes. And so this is kind of just a thank you in general. Yeah, it was just kind of a passion that drove me to finish this song and show her that, you know, I watched her finish this chemo strong. And, you know, it made me feel like, man, if she can do this, then I can do anything that I put my mind to. So she really helped me as a father and as a dad really step up with my music and say, you know, I can kind of start pursuing what I've always wanted to do, and that's to write some songs. So this is the first that I've sat down and composed and written and finished. I promise you it will not be the last.
That is awesome. Justin, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can connect with you and through the page Love for London on Instagram and other ways that you would like people to connect and follow London's story and then find out about your song here. And I'm hoping that this show helps to propel that song to other people, and you'll be talking to folks before you know it about this special song. I want St. Jude to have an opportunity to hear it, maybe make it one of their anthems, if you will. Will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, we're talking to Justin Perry. He's from Belmont, Mississippi, just outside of Red Bay, Alabama, and we are talking to him about a special song that he wrote called Thank You, St. Jude, and he wrote it through inspiration of his daughter, London, and I want you to follow that on Instagram. If you do Instagram, you can go to love4London, L-O-N-D-Y-N. We'll be right back in just a minute. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker
and Gimpton,
and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
The year was 1962. One man's vision had come true. Place your sick kids around the world, and now it's home to my little girl. She was only 5 years old, big blue eyes and lots of gold. Overnight her life had changed, and now she'll never be the same.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White. In the last segment, we were talking to Justin Perry from Belmont, Mississippi. He is the father of London, and he shared about the reason he wrote this special song called Thank You, St. Jude, and their experience at St. Jude, along with the experiences of other families at St. Jude. And I wanted to give Justin an opportunity to share this song with you today, and we have played this song on the show. You've heard it, and I want you to follow Justin and his effort for this song, and also follow his daughter London's journey. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Justin Perry.
Hey, Mark. Thank you for having me again.
One of the things that we talked about in the first segment was how it changes you as a person when you have a child like London who has these experiences, from diabetes at Children's Hospital to cancer at St. Jude, and you see the heroism and you see the bravery of your child, a child that is so young when they're affected, 3 years old at diabetes, and then cancer at 5 and 6 years old, such an early point in their life. But you can see the strength in London. Let's talk about this bravery and this strength that you have seen in your daughter.
Yeah, it's just like, when the Bible talks about how David and Goliath, Goliath was such a big man. And you know how David went out with just a slingshot and a stone. And, it was like he conquered and he faced this big giant and he took him down. Well, to me, that's how I kind of describe my daughter with this. Cancer is such a big and vast variety of a disease. And, it's like Lonnie stepped up to this big, giant disease. And she said, I'm going to take this on with just my rock and my sling. Man, I've never seen such a push and a determination. She's so strong-willed. She's so, she has a lot of my mother in her. When my mother was diagnosed, they told my mother that she had about 18 months to live, and my mom took it head on, and she lived almost 6 years with her cancer. My daughter's got that determination to push and to strive and to do things that she's never done before. And it's just, she's got a lot of hope and a lot of faith in her. And that's one thing that we try to instill as parents into her is to have that goal and to have that faith, to put yourself out there and that nothing is too big. We believe she's going to beat this, and we believe one day we will get the report that she will be cancer-free because she keeps making strides like we've never seen before. And man, it's just a lot of hope.
Isn't it amazing the level of maturity that comes from these children after they experience something like this?
Man, it is. We was laughing about it the other day, and Lonnie, she was in Birmingham Hospital first for a little while with her diabetes, and it's so funny that kids are beginning to learn how to read and learning how to do multiplication and try to do some mathematics. And here Lonnie is, can tell you that she done cyclotopin and all these other big words of insulin and chemos. And it's amazing at how much that it's kind of sad in effect, because it makes them grow up a lot quicker than they want to. But they have that strength about them, and it's so amazing to get to meet other little families and these kids and just become friends with them and stuff, and their determination and their hope and their mindset going through this. Like, they have that faith in them too, to say, I can conquer anything that gets put in my way. It's awesome to see a lot of these families beat it and go on, and to watch these kids just smile from ear to ear and say, look what I've conquered at such a young age.
Tell people how you would like for them to connect with London's journey, and also to connect with this music that you have written, this Thank You St. Jude song.
Well, we can connect. Like you said, she's got an Instagram, and it's Love for London, L-O-V-E, the number 4, London, L-O-N-D-Y-N. And they can also follow that same page on Facebook. It's the same thing, Love for London. But yeah, I do a lot of my postings on there because it's about her. And, man, it's always, I try to push her with it. And so they can follow there. And from there on, I have a lot of my contact information. You know, I know this coronavirus has kind of been a big stomp in the road. But my goal with this is to maybe to reach out to other people and get to come and meet them and know them and maybe speak and sing this song and maybe put just a little bit of joy and hope in their life for a moment. I usually have my email and my contact information on both them sites.
Well, I'm still planning on doing a Mark White Show tour. When I get that started and get it all arranged and COVID eases up a little bit, you're more than welcome to join me on that. Next Friday, we have a fundraiser. I was talking to Lisa Tilly, who owns Icy Gator and Cajun Connection in Winfield, which is not too far from you there in Belmont, but they're doing a fundraiser next Friday at the Icy Gator. You would be welcome to join me there. I'll help you however I can, Justin. I appreciate this music. I appreciate the inspiration behind it, your own daughter's experience. Those experiences are things that she'll carry throughout her life. And of course, as a parent, you have grown through this experience, and you can be an encouragement to other families. I know that. And the sad part of it is, Justin, there'll be another family tomorrow that finds out that bad news. All that we can do is let them know through this show, through your page, through your message, that they're not alone. And if they know that they're not alone, and they know that there are other families who have experienced this and have gone through this journey, that's half the battle, I believe, is knowing that there are people that you can connect with and people who understand what you're going through.
Yes, it was on a Friday that we got the news she had cancer. You know, it's not just on a Friday, it's all 7 days of the week. We've seen multiple families come in day after day and a new diagnosis. Man, it's just a lot of these families, they've heard this song maybe through Facebook or through Instagram, and they message me and they tell me how big of a joy and how a hope, you know, that they're sitting in the K Cafe in St. Jude and listening to this song and how they can relate. Man, I just, that's my goal, you know, and as I've been following your show for quite some time now, and just your heart and your passion, man, I just appreciate it. It pushes me to get out there and say, there is an awareness that needs to be spread that we need to make aware of this childhood cancer. Mark, I appreciate it so much, man. You're an awesome gift and a blessing to my family.
Well, thank you, Justin. I'm here for you, man. I'm in your corner, and anything I can do to help you get this goal of this song being spread and you sharing this message with others, I'm right behind you all the way, man. I'll even push you a little bit if you want me to.
Yes, sir. Sounds great.
All right. Justin, it's great to talk to you. Thank you for sharing this with me today, and appreciate your song so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mark.
Folks, we've been talking to Justin Perry. He's from Belmont, Mississippi. His daughter, London, has inspired him to write the song, Thank You, St. Jude. You have heard the song today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I encourage you to go to Instagram or Facebook and follow Love for London. That's L-O-V-E, the number 4, L-O-N-D-Y-N, Love for London. You'll be the better for it, and you can follow London, this 8-year-old girl who has this special journey that she's on, and it will encourage you and inspire you, and who knows? Sadly, you may be one that experiences this one day, and it is pages like Love for London and its songs like Justin Perry has written that will help encourage you as you move through that challenge and know that you have the strength within you to get through it. And I'm here for you with whatever you need. That's what the Mark White Show is here for. We have a whole team of people who are ready, willing, and able to help you where we can. I hope you'll listen next time to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White.
Thank you, St. Jude.
sunshine, my only sunshine.
You Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you. Love you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.